Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello, everyone. Got a good treat for you today. One of my favorite groups and band of women, activists, musicians, wonderful people. We're going to have the group Betty, five-piece pop rock band fronted by Elizabeth Smith, Allison Palmer, and Amy Smith. Yes. They're all out of New York City, and their unique sound is a blend of tight harmonies layered over rocking guitars and solid rhythm section. They've recorded over 7 albums, including their latest not-so-happy holidays EP, Snow Biz. In addition, they wrote and starred in the hit off-Broadway show Betty Rules. Oh, I love that show, which is currently, that was directed by Michael, the director of Rent, Greff. Now it's touring in other cities. They write music for television and film, including The L Word, HBO's Real Sex, Comedy Central's Out on the Edge, and they also appeared on The L Word. They were terrific, all natural actors and such talented musicians. We're just so glad to have them on, and let me see. Here we go. Okay, let's bring them on. I think they're on the line now. Hello?
Hi, Nancy.
There you are, Allison. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Is that Elizabeth or Amy?
Yeah, both.
Both. Oh, okay. Everybody's there. Terrific. I'm so
glad
to be on the show today.
Here, and we're really excited to be here with you on your show, Nancy. Thanks a lot for having us on.
I know. Well, I love having you on. I got everything up and going, and we've got guests in the guest room and the chat room already. That's nice. It's terrific. I think this is, I don't know where to start because there's so much. Let's start with the beginning of Betty, for the people who don't know it, my fans who don't know Betty. You got together, you met in?
We met in Washington, D.C. about 7,000 years ago.
In Neolithic time.
Exactly.
When we were in college and became instant friends and collaborators.
And we've been playing music for years and years. As styles come, as the styles go, Betty somehow keeps on going, which is really exciting. And we're going to be celebrating that and many other things tomorrow here in New York at the
Tribeca Y downtown.
92.
That's right. Go ahead. Becca. 92 Tribeca
Y at 7 o'clock tomorrow,
which is Thursday.
We're going to be doing the second installment in our workshop series, working out some new material in preparation for a new recording that we're going to do.
Now, I'll back up a little for people, Betty. They all met, and they're all very talented. I love going to their shows. You guys give such a great live show.
Thanks.
It's such a great live show. But the fact that, I mean, you incorporate cello, bass guitar, and then you also have vocals and regular guitar, for those of us who aren't too musically inclined there with skills. But and also my favorite guitarist in the background, always wearing black, Tony Salvatore.
That's right. Right. And drums, too. We like to do the whole gamut. We like to go from spoken word to a cappella
Your drummer, that's Mino Gori. Am I pronouncing that correct?
Mino Gori, our drummer.
And it's great because now, tell us about this workshop you're doing. And if anyone's listening, the information I posted, it's up here in their photo. The poster is actually up on the website if you want to see it. To dial the number, and also their website is listed here on this page. So I don't think you guys can see your page, but unless you're at a computer, it's www.hellobetty.com. All right, go ahead. Now tell us about this interesting thing you're doing. You've been playing for years together. You've toured the world. You've been to Russia and back, and now you're doing a workshop in New York. Tell us about this workshop.
You know, we found that with all the touring, all the other business part of the music business, we didn't have enough time to actually sit and be creative. And the only way we could do that was to give ourselves a deadline, which is what we did. So we're collaborating with the 92nd Street Y Tribeca that's on Hudson Street, right below the Holland Tunnel. And we're doing shows once a month where we're doing almost all brand new material. We're freaking out about it. We're fighting like cats and dogs, but it's exciting to go and just, like, dig in and do as much art as possible.
And it's really inexpensive for people to come and be human.
$10. It's nothing.
It's only $10.
Mm-hmm.
Come, they get to hear things in their beginning forms, their middle forms, their ending forms, or no forms if we decide that we want to scrap it at the end.
Or cuneiform if we're going that direction.
And tell me the setup so people will know. They walk in, what's going to happen?
They get a drink if they want to have a drink. They embrace someone they haven't seen. They make a new friend.
It's a constant performance. It's much more
intimate and sort of relaxed.
Yeah, relaxed.
Will they sit around in chairs? Is there a stage?
There's lot of art that goes through of all kinds.
There's food, there's drink. It's very convivial, and the sound is great.
And it's usually much more expensive than $10 in advance and $15 at the door. But because this is a workshop and we are working things out and we wanted to get feedback from people and reach out to new people, that's why we insisted that the price be so low.
Are you coming, Nancy?
I'm going to try to come. Yes, I am. I have it marked here. It's just, it seems, well, you know, I love watching you guys perform, or get, ladies, in that you're, it just is so creative, but your harmonies are just so wonderful.
Nancy, we need more of a commitment from you. We need you to say, of course I'll be there.
Of course I'll be there, okay.
There you go. Good answer.
Wow, they're very strong this way. But I was doing some research, and I found, I was happened to be on the internet, and I happened to found this little known number that a lot of people don't know you did from a TV show.
Let me
see if I can pump it up for you. Here we go.
Atoms. An atom is the smallest part of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket.
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand.
Let's see.
Guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue. Here's a hint. Guess as small as you can.
Recorded, wrote for HBO's series Encyclopedia. When we first moved to New York, we had a chance to do some really subversive, crazy songs for children and influence the way they grew up. And now,
I love it that yes, I know that show. I was up for that show, as a matter of fact.
Really?
It's one of my favorite audition stories. I walked into the audition and they looked at me and they said, "What can you do?" And I did some comedy. And they go, "Can you play an ant?" And I said, "You mean like an uncle ant?" And they go, "No, like the bug." And so I said, "How old?" But but that's great. I wish they would show that again. And what a coincidence that you did that on Encyclopedia just when the Encyclopedia is being canceled.
I know. I read that today. I was horrified.
What? I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, they're discontinuing it.
Wikipedia has won.
I guess so. But it's but I love that sound and the fact that you can go either way. Yeah, I could see you doing kids. Would you consider doing a child's or children's
album? Yes, we've actually done a bunch of children's shows, and we're going to be doing a lot more later on this year. We're trying to integrate all parts of our creativity to have a really good time. Elizabeth is going to tell you a little bit something about that.
Okay.
No, about what we're doing with Encyclopedia, because it doesn't exist on the web. Our songs of Encyclopedia have not existed, the ones from 1988, and people really want us to do it, so we finally digitized it.
Oh.
And now we're putting it up only on our Betty Verse on our website on YouTube, our channel, and we're going to be putting them up every couple of weeks. We just put the first one, the one that you just played Adams up, and it's
hilarious.
It's so interesting to have a window back.
I love it. You guys are so, first off, you're all very aesthetically wonderfully beautiful. And that when you have this visual, and it's such a positive thing because you're women and you're there and you're singing, but it's not in your face. It's just good music.
Why, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Nance, if I didn't know any better, I would think you were a fan.
I am a big fan. And it's terrific. I also like that you have a sense of humor in your music. And with that, this was one of my favorite TV shows growing up, and I'm going to play it now. You know what's coming. Here we go. Here we go. This is the kind of thing they're going to see you developing, right?
Well, yes, we're doing all kinds of new songs and all kinds of new material, and we like doing homages to heroes that we like and heroines that we like, and one of them happens to be Honey West.
We actually did a couple of new songs, well, a lot of new songs at our last workshop, and just at this rehearsal that we had today, we decided to take one of those songs and do it a completely different way, more acoustic. So I think people that came to the first one will see songs that we did last time completely different.
This process, you have over seven albums.
Right.
We have eight, actually. We do have
eight?
Over seven. But who's counting?
Yeah.
Our last one is actually called Bright and Dark. That's our latest one.
Oh, I love that one.
Thank you very much.
And that one, now, I love Did You Tell Her. That is a phenomenal song.
Thank you so much.
That's our hit from the record, Nancy.
And well, it should be.
Well, we're
it's
excited
terrific.
To know.
And watching
over...
you guys work, you're not just your performers, right? You're actresses as well.
I'm not.
Who's not? Who just said that?
Aren't we all deep down, Nancy? Aren't we all?
Well, you were on the L word. You were all good.
Yes, we've been in a few movies. We've done all kinds of things.
We had a running part on CSI for a while.
CSI, so, awesome.
Victim number 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
I think that was our part. And we're excited about reenacting some of those things tomorrow at the 92nd Street Y in Tribeca.
That's great. Actually, is there a direct website they can go to make a reservation? Can you say what that is, if there is, or do they...
If you go to the 92nd Street Y Tribeca, so it's
92y.org.
And
okay.
Then Tribeca little section and then to music, and there is Betty. Or you can just go to our website, which is hellobetty.com, and click right through to get tickets there, too. Or Facebook or Twitter, one of those things.
And actually, if they join your mailing list, they can have a free download.
That's true, but that's a secret. Don't tell anybody, man.
All right, I won't.
We have a question over
here.
We're wondering whether or not maybe we should give away a pair of tickets on your show. You said you had a call-in person. Should we go for it, or do you think we should?
If you want to, let me see. I have a couple of people in the chat room. I have a Heather and a Fish 9 Bark and a Rudy. Are you guys in the now this show is worldwide too, so it's also and it gets archived.
Are
so,
any of them in New York? Why don't you ask the question to the chat?
Okay,
people.
Anybody listening, if you're in New York,
first person to say I'm in New York gets a pair of tickets to the Betty Show.
Gets a pair of tickets
tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Thursday, March 15th, 2012, New York City at the 92nd Street Y Tribeca,
200 Hudson Street.
Okay,
you can get back to us.
All right, and also what you can do is you could email me at momitycomedy@gmail.com, and I'll know you were listening. So because this show is listening, that people are going to listen to it all day long. They
right.
go back, and they listen to it all day long. So
you let us know who the winner is, that lucky winner.
I will. I'll let you know who won there. I have some people. I think Rudy's in Colorado. I'm not sure where Rudy's at.
Okay, Rudy, we're coming out to Colorado to see you and sing for you.
Okay. Okay, you guys listening? Okay. Enter the contest.
We love a contest. Nancy, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no, I love having you. I want to talk about the other thing, too, now, is when is your next this is going to be an ongoing thing at the Y every week? Or?
Well, we have another one coming. It's actually once a month we've been doing. And our next one is on Friday, April 13th, here in New York City at the 92nd Street Y Tribeca. However, after that, we go on tour, so we would love to keep doing this, but I don't know if we're going to have a chance to, because we're going to Germany and Estonia and Lithuania and Stockholm. We've got so many shows to do, we might not be able to keep up this heady pace of ours.
Oh, wow. So you're going to all these venues, and this if people go to this show, you actually get to see them create the music, and I assume they can talk to you afterwards or give input?
All right, we do have limits.
They can certainly buy us a drink. We're happy to talk to them about anything.
Yes, absolutely. Part of the whole reason we're doing the workshop is to have feedback from people and sort of hear what people are liking and what they're, you know, what they have to say. It's exciting for us.
And also, now let me ask you about your songwriting. Does one do the music more? Does one do the lyrics more? Or do you all equally?
Everybody equally does. It's just, you know, sometimes people are feeling more fallow or sometimes they're not. But we all bring and then we arrange together often. Or sometimes if someone has a very strong idea and they just want to hear what it would sound like with people adding their parts in, it comes in like that. But it's all sort of, we try and be as organic about it as possible and as respectful as possible. But, you know, collaboration isn't easy. Anybody who works with other people knows, especially in an artistic framework or within a family, like we are after all this time, it becomes difficult sometimes to hear and honor each other, and so you have to work constantly on that as well.
Now, your show, Betty Rules, is touring?
No, actually, Betty Rules, the last time we did that was right before I had my second child, Lake, and we haven't had a chance to revisit that because one has a lot less time when one becomes a mom, as I'm sure you know, Nancy.
Yes, I do. That is a wonderful show. That
Thanks.
Definitely should be on tour. It's just it works so well as a play.
Yeah, well, we're hoping we can cast three other people and send them out doing it, sort of like Blue Man Group does.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
And it's great. Now, going back to the children, tell me about this. Now, you have the rights to that, so you can just do all those songs. They're yours, right?
I'm sorry, Nancy, you kind of cut out.
Oh, sorry, cut out there? Oh, you must have a call coming in. The children's, the encyclopedia, will that be an album? Are you going to put those all together?
Yes, Elizabeth is spearheading that idea.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it to have available for people to buy for Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa time.
Oh, along with your Christmas CD or?
Yeah, definitely. But that's going to be available on iTunes, and people can find out about it. We'll do a big push for it, but it should be really fun to release that stuff.
And to find out more, you go to www.hellobetty.com. You can join or be a fan, their fan page, and join that. Everybody's quiet in the chat room. They're just being quiet. They're just listening. Some people call in and just listen on their phone because they can't figure out the computer.
That's nice.
But it's great, and I really – do you mind if I play Digitella because I just think it's such a great song?
Please do. And then, Nancy, we got
Digitella.
For our big show tomorrow.
Well, all right. Do you remember Rhonda Hanson by any chance?
No.
The comedian? Oh, she says hello.
Oh, Rhonda.
She used to open for Aretha Franklin. She's a comedian. So, well, she knows you. Okay. Well, let you know who won. But everybody goes, we don't live in the city, but okay. All right, but we'll see, because I'm going to stay on, and I'm going to still talk about your event, but I'm going to let you guys go, because I know you have to finish recording. This is a great event tomorrow. You get to see a work in progress, get to actually see the artistic sense of this. You better go before they're just going to be too big for you to even get in tickets. So you got to go see this, and we're going to www.hellobetty.com. So anyone listening, go to that. Anything you ladies would like to add?
Nancy, you're a fabulous person, and thanks a lot for having us on.
All right, you guys go rehearse. I'm going to talk about you some more and read all your credits here some more, and maybe play one more song. All right. Thank you for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Betty, the workshop series at 92Y Tribeca. Okay, go, girls. Weren't they great? I just love having guests like that. When you have people that talented, it's just so terrific, such a thrill. And what a great way that you can go. You can see them work in person. It's good. Oh, Rhonda, you would have won the free tickets then if you weren't booked. Okay. All right. The next one, if you still contact me, there's still time. Go to boppitycomedy@gmail.com, and you can win the free tickets. Okay, to see Betty at the workshop series. See them develop their music. I'm going to be there. Definitely, I'm going. I want to check them out. This is going to be a good show to see. And it's interesting. Allison Palmer, she plays in a phenomenal bass. And Amy and Elizabeth are actual sisters here. And if you get Betty Rules or the album, it tells the whole history of Betty, really. But they've done so many great albums. I think CDs. And also their virtuoso guitarist, Tony Salvatore, and sizzling drummer Mino Gori. Their concerts are unbelievable. I've also met other terrific musicians along the way, Anatomy Buscalar, very great group. And while we're in, we have some time left. And what else do we have here? Oh, here's one. This is a good one here. Here we go. I think you'll know this one. You could see, and you can see them tomorrow. So, you know, just get in there. Go to www.hellobetty.com, or you can go to their the Tribeca. It's downtown, and downtown Tribeca, and it's coming back up again, and I'll tell you in a second. And it's going to be a really good show. These are very creative people, very creative women and activists, and they've done so much, and they give back so much. It would be really good. You got to support the arts by supporting the arts, which is very important. Go to 92ytribeca.org for reservations. And you can also call them to make a reservation for tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show, just watching the development of this comedy. Oh, Rudy, I wish you could go too at the chat room. Hi, Rudy. Any of my guests who just tuned in, you have a chance to win some tickets. Just talk to me here in the chat room. The show's in New York City, okay? And it's tomorrow night at the 92Y. Okay, that's Tribeca, and it's at 9 p.m. So just get in my chat room, and you get 2 free tickets. Just let me know, and I'll get your information, and yeah, the tickets are yours. I see some other guests in there. If you're in New York City and would like to go to this event, I have 2 tickets available. So why don't I play another song? And, yeah, they are great, Rudy. They are terrific. I really do. I'm a big fan of them. What else do I have here? Oh, here's another movie-themed one. Here we go.
I feel like living.
Well, they're just so talented. So you can actually see Betty in works in progress as they develop the songs. You can actually say, hey, I was there that night at the 92Y Tribeca. And it's just, it's going to be a great show. So go there. It's very inexpensive. Tickets in advance are $10, $15 at the door. 212-601-1000. 212-601-1000 to make a reservation. Go see this phenomenal group. They're just so talented. They're off the charts. Get them. You'll see them while they're in America because they're leaving for Europe next week. So it's all a good thing. So I want to thank you today for tuning in. And Betty, they're terrific. Go see them tomorrow. It's going to be a great show. I'm going to be there. And I'm going to put this up on the Internet so you still have a chance to win those tickets. www.hellobetty.com. Thank you, Betty, for being on our show today. And what can I say? They're terrific. We'll play them out on Adam again. Here we go.
Atoms. An atom is the smallest part of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket?
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand?
Let's
guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue? Here's a hint. Guess as small as you can. If you don't know the answer,
I give up.
Don't fret.
Sweat.
Don't rack your brain.
Ow.
Simply reply.
Billions of atoms.
Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, that's Facebook, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, message me, and the first person to message me will get the tickets. Thank you for joining. This is Nancy Lombardo saying goodbye and have a blessed day.